Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And a good morning to everybody that gets up early and has happy hours. I want to say good morning to all of you as we got first day of Dolphins training camp. Well, how about this little number, by the way? You have any idea how many years it's been? Training camps?
Like of all, like what do you mean?
Yeah, all time, Dolphin, training camp. What number is this? 53.
Wow. It was 66 in the first year.
Isn't that
that's
amazing?
Right.
Wow. Miami Dolphins, 53rd training camp. And we're out here.
I thought it was your 53rd training
camp. No. God. It's funny. I had to be careful of that because I was like looking going, geez, this is a little crazy. So anyway, yeah, it's great stuff going on here. It's a lot of fun being out here, being out of the studio, and Dolphins will practice from 8:30 to 10:30 this morning, and we're gonna have Coach Gase on roughly at 7 o'clock, maybe a little bit after, and he's obviously fired up. If you had a chance to read Armando Salguero, who spent time with him yesterday, as the team reported, and talking about his team and everything. We'll get into all of it with him here as well, and talking about how he feels about everything. And, you know, everybody's going to have their different parts. They've already asked me at CBS4, what are you watching for? And actually, you know, it's not just one specific area. It's going to be everything. You know, let me ask you this, though. It's kind of weird. I was going through all the stuff last night, Zach. How many, like, open competitions? Now, there's going to be some rotation. Some of the positions are going to rotate a lot, especially on the D-line.
Sure.
Receivers will rotate. But let me ask you, like, actual open competitions, it's hard to find them. Maybe tight end and
– defensive back?
And defensive back.
For the number two, is that what we're looking for, the number
Tankers
two guy?
Tankersley and Lippitt at corner, which guy starts?
I think that's probably the biggest one, right? I mean, defensive end or whatever. We kind of know there's plenty of guys in the rotation.
They're all gonna play.
They're all gonna play. The linebackers, we kind of know what the deal is with them also. But Xavien Howard, the one, and then question marks 2, 3, 4, just to see what position guys will be in.
Well, I look at guys in a start because the guys inside are pretty much taken care of.
Bobby's inside.
Bobby is going to be inside. Your number one pick's going to be inside, so he's going to be playing. I figure he's going to be in the dime packages as well as some of the nickel stuff that you're doing. He's going to play a lot of football, obviously.
Offensive line set to a point, right?
To a set, yeah, to a point. I guess the only thing is Jesse Davis, who they really like, and he got to play a lot. I mean, that experience he picked up at right guard last year is going to be really important. But I wonder – if they're still – you got Ted Larson there,
sure,
who's been around.
Yep.
He got in. You know, I think Ted Larson got hurt same day Ryan Tannehill did.
He did.
And we never even paid – we are so wrapped up in, obviously, quarterback hurting his knee that we forgot. Oh, by the way, Ted Larson, who was starting for us, partially tore.
And he's going to be out 8 weeks.
He's going to be out.
That's
so,
right.
So it's going to be interesting. He's obviously going to try to jump in this mix of these things too as well at the guard position. So got a lot of new faces, which for veterans, and how quickly can this rookie draft class develop? And then I go to the number one picks, all of them, and Tannehill, Devontae Parker, Tunsil, Charles Harris, Juwan James, those are all homegrown draft picks from the Dolphins. First round draft picks, they got to play like ones. I'm not saying they need to go to Pro Bowls or be Player of the Year.
No, but you want them to be productive, right?
I mean, they need to be really solid, really good players.
Yep.
Not caught up.
I agree.
That group needs to.
Out of that group right there that you just said, is
your number one pick. You get a big signing bonus.
You should play.
The way the draft set up,
yes.
And the reason the number one round, the first round of the draft so popular, and now it's on 200 networks.
Uh huh.
is because those are sexy picks almost all the way through.
Yes.
Including a Heisman Trophy winner being the last pick in the first round.
Correct also.
So, yeah, I expect more. And I've been on this kick since I played, and I know it gets old, but, and again, Don McNeil was our guy ready to play day one. And they're not always ready to play day one. Some guys have.
Yeah.
Some guys come in, and then other guys take a little while to develop, but you want those guys. And they know it too. Look, you're a first-round pick, and you're
sitting there. Well, they know the pressure's on them.
Halfway through the season, and you're not playing. Yes. It's like, ooh, this is not good, man. You're got a big signing bonus, got a nice little contract, even in the new rules. Not like it used to be where the first-round pick used to be come in and was the highest-paid guy in the team, going back to Jake Long. But you want those guys that are still making good money to come in and have an impact. So,
out of those first-round guys, is there one guy that you have more pressure on one of those guys than any of the others?
Of those first-round picks?
Tunsil, James, Devontae.
Same guy.
Okay.
17.
Yep.
Ryan Tannehill.
All starts and finishes with him?
I think Ryan's going to – man, he's been around, so we don't have to hear – like, we should not hear any text messages or anybody going, he was a receiver and they made him a quarterback. What do you expect? Like, wait a sec. That's gotten old now. Like, okay, maybe early on he didn't play enough football and need to see the NFL game. He's now been in this league for a while. He's 30 years old.
Yeah, that's right.
So along with his college couple years he played there, now got a lot of experience in the NFL. So I don't want to hear that. He's got a coach that believes in him like no other coach he's ever had. Joe wasn't aboard.
No.
As everybody knows.
No.
Joe was in and out. Joe was a little bit like my first marriage. I don't know if I want to stay married. I don't know. Maybe I do. Maybe, you know, this guy's all in. Adam's like, I'm in love with you.
Yeah,
we're together.
Oh, there. I mean, you look at Adam Gase's tenure and you look at Ryan Tannehill right now, they're attached to each other.
Right.
You said it yesterday on the show. Adam was brought here for the main reason of the fact that he's the quarterback guy. He's been the guy to work with quarterbacks, make them better. And what did we need down here? We needed our quarterback to play better.
Well, he's
tied to each other.
Offensive guy, yeah. Calls plays. So, I mean, he and Ryan Tannehill are bridged together. There's no question about it. So, we'll see how it all plays out. You know, everybody's always jumping ahead. Oh, what are you going to be watching for today? I wanted to say, I'm going to watch so nobody gets hurt.
Unfortunately.
Stay healthy, man.
Yeah.
And by the way, you know, we'll be out here over the next couple weeks. And the big story in the NFL will be, I mean, today will be a few guys that have held out. We'll get into some of that. But it'll be like, get through camp and stay healthy.
That's it.
With your key guys.
Mm-hmm. Of course. Well, and who knows it more than us from last year?
No, we got hit. By the way, you know what the Dolphins ended up on injured reserve last year?
I don't know what the total number was.
14
guys. Wow, I was going to say 12.
Yeah. On IR.
That's a lot.
14 guys.
That's a lot of guys, including the quarterback.
Well, that was the one, and then – we talked about Larson.
Ted Larson that same day,
season,
both guys, yeah.
He came back for the end of the year. But, yeah, you had a lot of guys by the end there that were, you know, that's why the depth of the 53-man roster and rotation and not having the big drop-off. One thing we always say about Belichick's system, the next man up seems to play well where you're like, well, damn, they lost that really good linebacker. Who's this guy? I mean, this guy, they're not missing a beat with this guy. And – they fit into their system, and they just seem to be better than any other team, right? They don't have holes in it like some teams will. And so he's done a good job with that. Speaking of that, how about this one too? Tom Brady's getting ready to turn 41, 19th year in the NFL.
All that means is 19 years he's been our nightmare.
Well, about 17 of them.
Yeah.
The first year, he took over for Bledsoe, and then he had the year where they put in the new rule after he blew out his knee, right?
You can't hit anybody low. Yeah, that's right.
Right?
Yeah, so two of those years he wasn't a nightmare, except that Matt Castle year, the Patriots still won 11-5, and it came down to the Finns being the Jets in Week 17 to get the tiebreaker to get to the playoffs and win the AFC East.
But it's fun, man. There's so many stories. Both nationally, whether you're a fan of the Dolphins or any other NFL teams, and just to see how everything plays out and the drama and how many guys are holding out. We talked about it yesterday, Khalil Mack, Aaron Donald, Le'Veon Bell. Now, Jones with the Falcons. They worked something out last night. Said, hey, we can adjust this a little bit. Just come to camp. So he's going to be back with the Falcons.
All that means is signing bonus.
Well, he's going to get some
restructure signing.
He's still
bonus.
Going to have a problem down the road. He's still going to be every year. He's going to be salty, but they want him happy for this year because they think they got a good team too. And then Earl Thomas with Seattle, and some of those guys have been told, "Listen, man, we're not redoing your contract." So,
I like when you hear about the guy putting his house up on sale. You know, like, oh, he looks like his house is on the market now. Well, what does that mean? He's leaving town.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, he's signed with the Seattle Seahawks. Yeah, I don't think he's leaving town right now.
He's under contract for money, and I will tell you this, and they know it. Like, Earl, we're not redoing your contract, and it's a lot of money. What, I think it was $10 million.
It was 10, and then a big signing bonus.
$10
million. Yeah.
Yeah, but this is the, you know, he's under contract for good money. Like, you start breaking that down per game, he'll never make $400,000 or $500,000,
no.
Or $600,000 a week in his life again. So
correct.
He ain't missing those checks.
No, you said it yesterday again.
There's always a little lady at the house who goes, "You're sitting out what?
Yeah,
you're at the end of your career and you're what? Yeah, not gonna happen.
You're not gonna play this week and pick up that $750, huh?
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. Right.
Really?
Yeah.
Get your ass to the locker room.
Right. Let's get going here. All right. You missed camp. You made your point. So. We have all that. By the way, yesterday, by far the most entertaining thing, before we get into a lot more Dolphin stuff here this morning, Bill Belichick, Boston Globe columnist, Dan Shaughnessy.
That's right.
Dan's out yesterday, and he's got one question he wants to ask. Just one. And he hit it about six times. That was the two big dogs, the big-time rider in town, and, of course, the big dog coach. Here's what it sounded like.
What about the fact that everywhere we go, folks want to ask about Malcolm Butler? I mean, sports coaches, players, university. You're a sports fan.
Yeah, we've talked about that. That's multiple months ago.
Is there going to be any more explanation about why he didn't play?
Focused on training camp.
Would you do it any differently?
Training camp? Well, we're getting started. We're working on that right now. We'll do the best we can.
And does it matter to you? Do you care that the fans want to know more about this?
I'm focused on doing the best that I can for the 2018 New England Patriots. That's my job. That's what I'm going to do. That's what I've always done in the past. You know, every day that I've coached here, I've done the best that I could for this football team, and I'll continue to do that. And right now, my focus is on the 2018 season. Not 2017, not 2014, not 2007, not 2004, not 2001, not 2000. I'm not focused on any of those seasons. They're done.
And for this season's team, is it important for you to address the Malcolm Butler thing with your team?
It's important for me to have a good season in 2018. I'm going to do everything I can to do that.
How about that?
Wow.
Guy's been a columnist, very well respected.
Dan Shaughnessy, he's been around Boston Globe forever.
He is Boston, and he had one topic he was hitting. It's an old one, and he's like, we want to know what happened with Malcolm Butler. Everybody wants to know the story, the mystery of Malcolm Butler and what happened.
Still a mystery.
He got paid in offseason.
Oh, yeah.
He must not be that bad.
No.
Tennessee and his former, one of his former players, now the head coach
Mike
there,
Grable,
said, we'll take him. Hey, we got to go to a break here. We got to do a little CBS TV. We got a lot more stuff to get to. More Dolphin news coming up. Stay with us.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
All right, welcome back, and good morning to everyone. First day of Miami Dolphins practice. As now it counts, get right into, we got scrimmage, we have preseason before you know it, but it all starts today. Full squad in the building yesterday, first day on the field today, starting this morning at 8:30, so we got all that stuff. Of course, I came in early, like I usually do to
we got to address a little breakfast. Something. I knew you were going to do this, and Steph's always out here with us at training camp, so we knew that you'd be out here early and trying to get into the kitchen, into the cafeteria, whatever it is here, just to get yourself a little breakfast.
Yeah.
Now, I got to let you know, we just played sound from Bill Belichick screaming at it, not screaming at a reporter, but just going at it with Dan Shaughnessy and this and that. Our head coach here for the Miami Dolphins gave you warning last week about trying to sneak in and get food and do all that stuff.
Yeah.
Kind of busting your chops, and I was laughing at it. Well, this morning you get to camp, and it's the first day of training camp. There's a lot going on. It's a lot going on here today. TV trucks everywhere, CBS behind us, the whole deal. There are pictures from the lobby all the way to the back of the facility.
Very funny.
With your Facebook picture where you're making that crazy little 305 thing with your hands back and forth.
Yeah.
And it literally
says.
A young
Joe Rose, too. I might
have that. A young Joe Rose.
I like that picture. Yeah, that.
It says, do not serve this man with your picture underneath. And literally, there's 100 pictures
around the facility. Oh, my God, everywhere.
Adam Gase literally struck again today, and it was one of the funniest things I've ever seen.
I want to tell you.
And he texted us, I gave Joe fair warning. He told you Friday,
yeah.
And look what happened.
I didn't think he'd remember, first of all.
I did.
I say a lot of stuff, and then I forget what I say.
We're going to tweet out the pictures and put them all over social media, but it's hysterical.
5 a.m. sharp.
Yep.
I'm back there.
Yep.
I'm already zoned in for the kitchen or the restaurant, and I see that picture.
And it's not just a picture. There's pictures
they're everywhere.
Multiple, all over the place.
I started crying.
It's hysterical.
I give it to somebody when they're really good. That was
Gase is a champ.
Ball busting at 5 a.m. in the morning. That's
at
funny.
Its finest.
That's pretty good
at
stuff.
At its finest. We will let everyone see these pictures. The pictures are still up, by the way, downstairs.
That was.
Hollywood's here with us at Dolphins facility, and Hollywood just
they're still
downstairs.
Up.
They're still up.
And thanks for sending me in there, by the way, because there's people in there now. that went over well.
Oh no, don't worry. We got security all over this place.
I can tell.
Anyway, that was
good job by Adam Gase. Good start.
He's going to join us around 7 o'clock.
Yep.
This morning, so we'll talk some football. Besides,
he gave him fair warning.
I like the bust chops, but I got to tell you, he's pretty good.
Oh, he took it to a whole new level today. I didn't think he'd do that.
No. But the fact that he remembered.
Yeah. And there's going to be people walking around the facility today early in the morning.
So I skipped on the bowl of cereal. I skipped on the bowl of cereal that I was going to have early in the morning.
So you didn't have anything? You went in there and you didn't have anything?
I had my Dunkin' Donut coffee, which I always prepare early in the morning.
Anyway. Yeah.
Even if there's great coffee here, the D&D first thing in the morning.
Yeah.
Same woman in the morning, still there. And, got to say good morning to her and all that stuff.
Good job by Adam Gase. Good start to camp.
Very good.
Pictures are up on Twitter, by the way, at Joe Rose Show. People want to see what it looked like. They're up on Twitter.
Hysterical.
Yeah, they were. That was good, man. I got
it. No, he got you. This is the best I've seen in a while.
You should have seen everybody's face, too. I guess they were like, oh, God. They were cracking up.
This is hysterical.
Very good stuff.
And you even took a picture with the picture, which is even better.
That's
my favorite.
Showing
one.
There's no food for me. Yeah. Exactly. One of the great freeloaders of all time.
Wow.
When you cut off
an old
freeloader.
Yep.
I mean, that's a tough one. Hey, we got so much stuff to talk about and looking at this team and day one, fresh start, new year, and the whole works with a team with a lot of new free agents that they're counting on to play well, whether it's Amendola, Gore, a new center, and Daniel Kilgore, Albert Wilson, who's coming off a really, really good offseason, Josh Sitton at left guard and his health and being able to stay healthy, Robert Quinn as a pass rusher, and, of course, Akeem Spence, a veteran defensive tackle.
A lot of new names.
That they picked up for their four-man front inside. So they got a lot of guys. And that group, listen, that group needs to come in and play well. Don't get me wrong. But then you look at draft picks. Try to get something, especially the higher draft picks. Hopefully can come in and help pretty soon in this thing. And then you look at all the guys coming back from injury, starting with Ryan Tannehill. We talk about 14 guys being on IR at the end of the year. So those are all big things. And listen, those guys come back. And then we got our jumpers, those guys that now have been around a year or two, and then making that big, like Bobby McCain made last year, the big jump where you're going, wow, took his game to a new level, confidence, get off to a good start. And there will be a couple of those guys. No matter how good the team is, there will be a couple of guys that make a big jump in their play and play a lot better.
Any early prediction of who that guy or who you want to see that guy be this year?
Well, listen.
I mean, it's early. I mean, we haven't even gotten the field yet.
It is. I go to the first round of guys, and I look at them. I know Devontae's an old topic, Tunsil, Charles Harris, and even Juwan James. Part of it is staying healthy, and the second part is playing like first-round picks. Yeah. So I just look at that group. We've got six guys that we drafted on this team right now in the first round. We need those guys
step up
to play well.
Be the leaders on this team.
And by the way, the good news is we don't have a Deion Jordan in that group. Like, we've got guys that are playing. We just need more consistency and more production out of that group.
Yeah, and you know who my guy out of that list is? I know that the easy answer would be Devontae Parker. You know, that would be the easy one, but that's not my answer. I want to see Laremy Tunsil step up and be the anchor of that offensive line. I know you bring in Josh Sitton, who's the vet, and Kilgore, and these are good guys, good veterans to bring in. And Juwan James, we kind of know what the deal is with him, but I want Tunsil to step up this year and be that guy, that left tackle, that anchor.
Well, they need both those tackles.
Yeah, they need the other tackle too.
Juwan, you know, they looked at everything with Juwan, who was injured also last year, and they need those guys to play and be consistent the way they can. That's got to be a big part. Let me throw in another guy, Jordan Phillips, who's a second-round pick, who's, you know, still a young guy. Some of these pretty smart situation for the Dolphins. A lot of these guys last year a contract. Jordan Phillips, one of those guys.
That's right. You know what happens in that year.
Usually guys come out pretty motivated knowing, hell, if I play well, I'm a young guy, you can get paid.
Sure.
That's
a big year
motivation.
For Jordan Phillips.
Yeah.
A big year for Jordan Phillips.
So, and, you know, there's no – the Sue is gone. And Ndamukong Suh is history. So they need those young guys.
Jordan Phillips can make himself a lot of money this year by having a good year and being that guy.
Being a young defensive tackle.
A young defensive tackle. You see defensive tackles in this league get paid. Yeah, and this is a guy that you got rid of Sue. And you didn't get rid of Sue because you thought Jordan Phillips would be the next Sue. You got rid of Sue because of whatever reasons.
You got rid of Sue for a lot of different reasons.
About 28 million of them or whatever it was.
That was not just money.
No, a lot of different reasons. But Jordan Phillips could step up, get rid of all these kind of negative, you know, reports on him or whatever it is, but just be that guy, the anchor in the middle too.
Well, when he plays and he decides he wants to play.
We've seen it.
When he gets a little pissed off.
We've seen it.
Gets the right button going, he's got his
moments where he's
dominant. It's just about being consistent. And that's why the rotation, you know, the strongest position on this team should be defensive end.
Oh, yeah, I agree. Come on, how many guys you got on there?
That group, staying fresh. They're going to rotate guys, tee off. We're not asking guys to run the mile. We need guys to run the 100.
That's right.
So that group needs to, like, all right, you're out, you're in, let's go. You got this year's series, let it rip. All right, you're back in, let it rip. And go from there. So, hey, listen, man, one thing about it, this fresh start, everybody gets a fresh start on this thing.
Optimism.
No matter how you played last year, nobody cares. Coming back, some guys will stay healthier than they did last year. Guys going to be productive. A lot of guys getting a second chance. New guys coming in that you're playing next to. The system fits you better than the old system you were in. I mean, there's a lot of stuff to this that is going to be fun to watch and see. And I think this is more of the kind of roster that Gase, the front office, these are the guys that they wanted. Now people are going, well, where's all the superstars? Hey, man, play the system. Play well in the system, and
you can turn it into one
of
those
guys.
You
can be a little mini star.
Yeah, I agree.
You could be that guy.
I don't think you need names on paper like the Rams to be a great team.
They got
plenty of names and plenty of big time names on that team.
I would say if you look at the NFL and I was asking you who's the sexiest team,
it's the Rams.
The off season sexy team.
The Rams.
What do they call them? Super Bowl off season.
OTA
Super Bowl.
Channing used to call them the OTA champs.
All right. You look, because they're expecting Donald back for the regular season.
And he'll be back.
He can sit out. But you look at them, they win.
Yes.
Well, first of all, the running back coming off a ridiculous season.
And expecting another one. Goff got better last year. Brandon Cook's now on the roster.
They are loaded with – they got two corners that everybody knows of.
Shutdown corners.
Really good ones.
Yeah.
So.
And think about it when Sue and Donald are in the middle.
It's going to be.
Yeah.
It's going to be everybody. It's one of the top must see. See how they play together. See how they play in L.A.
Yeah.
And everything else. So I look at all that stuff. I would say, though, if you just look at the NFL and you're looking at sexiest team with the most stars, they're probably one when it comes to both sides of the ball,
it's
right?
Be. Can you think of another team off the top of your head?
But if you're the Dolphins, you're looking at Philadelphia. Doesn't have a lot of stars.
No.
Got a lot of really good players.
Yeah.
And they play great together. And I think they're one of the greatest Super Bowl stories we've had because their backup quarterback came in after Carson Wentz was having, no matter what you think, Carson Wentz was going to be the MVP.
Absolutely. Not
of
even
the
a
NFL.
Question. Didn't he still lead the league in touchdowns?
I think he did.
Yeah.
And his backup came in and played just like him.
That's the most surprising thing,
especially
right?
in the playoffs. Yeah. Played just like him.
Would he throw over 375 in one of those games, the Philly special? I mean, come on.
NFL Network got into this a little bit, and listen, everybody likes sexy players, and fans like star players, and I get it. You like having the Marinos and Dupers and Claytons and seeing them, and there's something cool about, you know, warming up, watching them, and watching them do their thing. But the great thing about the NFL, it's about playing as a group, playing well. And if you got enough good players to play the system right, the Killer Bees were not great players. And I'm not taking shots at them.
No, but they fit the system.
Because some of those guys, when they played their system, they're all damn good.
Yep. You're right.
But they, you know.
That's what you're looking for here.
Doug Bettors. Dougie, sorry if you're listening. That you were defensive player of the year the one year I'm talking about, but
oh, no stars, huh?
Yeah.
What about this trophy?
No, no.
Yeah.
But no, those guys are all really good players.
Yes. And they fit the system perfectly, and that's what we're looking for
and
here now.
Play as a team and buy in, and when you're supposed to do something, you can't freelance. You gotta do what your system, you know.
They got
rid of
think of the guys that left.
Well they got
Wasn't
rid
that
of
one of the
they got rid of two of the great freelancers.
That's it. And that's not Gase's style. That's just the thing also.
Well,
just follow the program and go with it.
It's everybody. So, hey, listen, it is the greatest team sport we have. Nothing against soccer because soccer's got a lot of people need to play well together too. But I think Philadelphia is – I look back.
It's a great example.
How many great players. Now, they had a bunch of really good players, don't get me wrong. And Carson Wentz, their quarterback play was really good, but – their receivers,
superstar, all pros on that team. I don't know.
It was a good group. Don't take anything from them. They got hot at the right time and everything else. But as far as sexy teams, it's hard to beat the Rams and what they've
done. No, come on.
I think they just said we're in L.A. We got to.
Well, if you're the owner of that team or the general manager of the team, you needed to make a splash build, and that's
that
it.
$2 billion building that the two teams.
You know, it's
going
to be more than that. You know, it'll end up being more than that. Yeah.
We're expecting Adam Gase. Speaking of Adam Gase and this group that he's helped put together and going to start coaching today, he's going to join us around 7 o'clock this morning. We'll talk to Coach about everything going on, including those pictures. There was no reason for that.
I think we have to start the interview.
You can't
with that.
Ambush somebody at 5 a.m. in the morning. Most people don't even think about pranks early in the morning or late at night.
Let me tell you something.
Pranks happen during the day.
Those pictures weren't put up at 4:45 either.
No, they were put up last
night. Last night those things were set up. They were waiting for you.
Yeah.
They didn't know what time you're going to be here. They were waiting for you. And let me tell you, Adam Gase.
Where's that rank?
Oh, right
That's
now.
Right there at the top for
I mean,
pranks. I got a little work to do.
Yeah. Like, whew.
But
Adam Gase won the day so far.
But don't think. Now, I got to do it at the right time. I got to do it, you know, when things are,
good. Yeah, yeah. But to open camp and walk into that job.
That's a good one. That's tough
Adam
to beat.
Gase is the early favorite.
No, he's way out in front in
Leader
the race.
In the clubhouse.
He's way out in front, but the brain starts working right after this show today to to get even. I mean,
I can't
have this thing that lopsided. It's bad for my
ball-busting
person. It's just not going to work. I can, you know, I got to work on some
I don't know
things.
What you could do to outdo
oh,
that.
Oh, I got some things
okay.
I can do.
All right.
I some of my best work on the road, hotel rooms.
Okay. Well, you have the a little bit of advantage of that.
But again, it's got to be the right
about game plan.
Got to be the right time and the right place so that I don't end up, you know, kicked off the
taking
plane.
Taking my own plane. Yeah.
Never good when everybody else is on the plane and you're catching flights.
And you're sitting in the middle seat on the way home.
And then I got to go on the cheap because I got to buy my own way. Yeah, so that's bad. We got to go to a break here. We got a lot more stuff from Dolphins camp. You can also join us. Don't forget, right? Got to have everybody join us.
560-22 Kendall Toyota West Kendall. I know you did. You were looking at me.
How come I look at that damn thing and I can't remember it?
No, I just
started to get my phone number.
When you're staring at me because I know what you're trying to do.
I started to get my phone number out.
Yeah, I know. That would have been nice.
560-22 join us.
That's right.
Text us in.
560-22 Well done.
I was going to get my phone number out. Anybody want to call me and tell me what an idiot I am? Here's my cell phone number.
Instead of calling him, you could just text us on the Kendall Toyota and West Kendall Toyota text line. 560-22 And look on Twitter, by the way, and I think Instagram and all that stuff will have all that up. The early pictures of Joe Rose's – oh, I'm not going to say Joe Rose's. Adam Gase's win today, we have the pictures from it.
Yeah.
Adam Gase hasn't started camp yet. He's already won the day.
I didn't get my bowl of cereal because of it.
Yeah. I hope he comes up.
I was too embarrassed and laughing too hard.
You know how I like a chest beater? I hope he comes up beating his chest. I hope he does.
Well, listen, we right now got to go to break, and we got to talk about somebody else beating their chest these days, your South Florida Chevy dealers.
Yep.
Gosh, man, they got it rolling. Holy smokes. I'm going to talk to everybody out there that right now is in a market for a new car, truck, or SUV. Before you get to the new school year, still getting ready to take a late summer vacation, you got to stop by your South Florida Chevy dealers and see what's going on and find out why they are calling 2018 the best overall products in the history of Chevrolet. Starting with the new Chevy Malibu. Are you kidding me? They are unbelievable. Make your way over to the Cruze. And then for sexy Camaros and Corvettes, go to the big Suburban. You need that extra space. Cannot beat a Suburban. And they got great deals on them right now. Silverado trucks, that 1500 crew cab, still bet on all of them. Tahoes to the Equinox and Traverse, I could go on and on. But it's not just a great look and a great price. It's the new safety features. It's fuel economy. It's a new technology. It's overall quality and dependability. And that's why they're calling it the best looking lots and best products in the history of Chevrolet. No excuses. 14 dealerships throughout South Florida. Take a test drive. You'll fall in love at your South Florida Chevy dealers.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
Hey, welcome back and good morning to everybody. First day of Dolphins training camp officially opening. It is weird. Miami Dolphins, 53rd year.
That's incredible.
Isn't that crazy? Yeah. Going back to way before I was here.
1966, yeah, year right. one.
Crazy. Yeah. So, anyway, a lot of stuff to
a lot
talk
of change.
About.
Do you think a lot has changed in 66?
Yeah. Yeah. From a weight room we didn't have to.
To where you just had all the pictures up of yourself. You had that back in even in the 80s?
How about this? Like, I go around telling everybody how nice for people have been out here. People, the average person goes, man, Dolphins training facility is unbelievable. How nice it is.
It is gorgeous.
And you've got your owner going, nah.
I need something better.
I want to build a state-of-the-art one on my pro. I think, everybody, don't get all upset, Miramar and any other locations, Davey. But,
well, if we had to handicap it right now, I would say
Miami Gardens is way out in front running the race.
Everyone else is way – it's me in the 40.
Usain Bolt. They're Usain Bolt and everybody
it's me versus
out in front.
Usain Bolt, yeah.
Yeah, so but it is going to be the thing that, you know, because now all teams want to have their stadium and their facilities next to each other. So everybody's close.
And business and football operations.
No more, you know, driving, I don't know how many miles it is from here to down to the stadium. It's not that far.
It's not that far.
As long as you don't hit traffic, it ain't that far.
Well, that's it. Turnpike traffic.
By the way, yesterday, oh, my God.
What did I tell you? I got caught in it.
And I still don't.
I did it also. Did the same thing. I was waiting for you to bring it up.
So yesterday, you said at 9 o'clock, so at 10:30 I'm on the road. I go, 90 minutes. I actually thought of as I was getting close, and the turnpike was so clean, I go, 90 minutes. They got to be able to get that
the
dump truck.
The second you got off the turnpike to go to 595, stopped. I was in it. I got caught in it also. I'm an idiot. I'm the one who brought it up on the air. And
I just think we're dumbasses.
Okay.
It was just a real – when somebody tells you, like, hey –
I told you.
Don't go home that way. It was you.
And then I
don't
did
go
it.
Home. And then and I still did. And I was like, oh, man. Nothing worse than getting.
And it was not moving. Like, it's not like one of those.
Oh, no.
It was stopped. I could have got out and walked home.
We should have figured out moving that big-ass dump truck, that thing takes straight up in the air.
Yeah, it was, I don't know how that
By
happened
By the way,
either.
How did that happen? That might be the greatest story of the year. How did that dump truck end up straight up in the air?
I don't know. I don't know how that happened. I don't know what that guy
that's
was doing.
That's hard to do.
Yeah, that's impressive. That's what it was. And that traffic was very impressive because it was not moving. People were getting off on Davy Road. They were going up 84. They were doing this. Oh, yeah, I just need to get over here. I'm so close. Nope. No movement.
They got me.
And I'm the,
we even
I'm
had
idiot.
People text us like, it ain't moving. Like even gave us scouting reports up front.
And we
still
did it. Yeah.
Very.
Just could have got off at Griffin and been fine.
Very, very stupid on our part. But, hey, listen, nothing stupid about today. It's going to be fun to get football going again and get these practices going. I guess first couple days without pads. And then we'll find out. And offensive linemen and defensive linemen. More into it as they put the pads on and get through everything here. We'll have a scrimmage at Hard Rock on I want to say on the 4th of August.
Yeah, week from Saturday, right?
Is that 11 a.m., which is cool, early in the morning. And we're going to be Jimmy Cephalo and I will be there. Actually, you can listen to it right on 560 WQAM. We'll be
nice
there for that.
There.
And then it's right in a few days later. Preseason starts up. And here we go.
Yes.
Put everybody into the system.
Just give me football.
And find out. So what are you looking for the first few days? Everybody's got their favorite parts. There are people like to watch all the one-on-one drills.
Very easy answer for me. Don't even have to go farther. I want to see Ryan on the field.
Just see Tannehill.
I want to see Ryan on the field. Because that was the nightmare last year after it happened when he got hurt. What's going to happen next? Who are they going to bring in? What's going to – the Jay Cutler era began, and it ended very quickly, and it was horrible last season. And Ryan was the focus point going into training camp last year for Adam Gase. He sat here right with us and talked about how excited he was for Ryan and how the entire thing is built about Ryan, and Ryan's going to be fine, and Ryan's healthy, and Ryan's ready to go. And then, what, 3 days later, 2 days later, he takes a little run onto the sideline.
Yeah, you don't have to run to it.
Exactly. It was bad.
You've spent enough time on. We were there. And
this is it. Yeah. Today and for the next couple days and probably through training camp, I want to see a healthy Ryan Tannehill. I want to see him make the cuts. I want to see him do what he's doing, put on the pads in a couple days, and just get it going. It starts and stops. I know there's plenty of free agent pickups and first-round picks we're worried about.
No, the quarterback
it
position.
It starts and stops with Ryan. Yeah,
quarterback position is the most – there's a reason the quarterbacks make the big bucks.
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
As we're seeing why everybody's bitching about NFL salaries compared to other sports, the quarterbacks aren't bitching.
Not at all.
Because the quarterbacks, the top quarterbacks are getting paid like superstars in the NBA.
Correct. Correct. Look at Kirk Cousins.
And Aaron
That's
Rodgers.
That's a fully guaranteed deal.
Aaron Rodgers is sitting back right now just going,
smiling.
Oh, my gosh. Let's see how this thing ends up.
Especially if he has another good season like he does, and then he goes back and says, oh, look what just happened. You don't want me to be happy? Look at all these other quarterbacks. Look at Jimmy Garoppolo in San Francisco. What has he done? Why is he the highest paid? What about Kirk Cousins? Why is he one of the highest paid?
By the way,
what about me?
Another great story yesterday, Garoppolo.
Yeah.
Apparently the team wasn't real excited about him dating the porn star in
LA. Yeah, what are you going to do?
He goes, you know, I've talked to the team, and you learn from that stuff. What do you mean you learn? You couldn't wait to – you're single. We act like he was out with some – like the wife was up in San Francisco, and he snuck down to L.A.
Single guy.
Made it sound like you – know, like it was going to be done.
Here's Jimmy Garoppolo.
Yeah,
life is different now. My life off the field, I've never really been big on, you know, being very public with things, you know, even social media. I'm not out there a ton, but, you know, my life's looked at differently. And I'm under a microscope, and it's like Kyle said, it is a good learning experience. Just have to take it in stride. I mean, it is what it is.
Dating a porn star.
He gave
got listen, about $50 million in the bank now.
He gave the
life's different.
He gave the company line. He's a quarterback. I don't know. Is that going to affect him getting corporate sponsorship?
I don't know.
I don't know either. Okay, he was down there. He's single, young guy, and he decided. Little, by the way, this sounds like the little porn star. Like to see more of Jimmy. She's like, yeah, I can see Jimmy. That's a sexy ad. She was all over. Like, I'm ready to settle down. And Jimmy's like, hey.
I'm ready to settle down.
He's
Come
like,
on.
Hey, your job is going to make it real hard. Like, this is just kind of a.
No pun intended.
Yeah. Kind of a one-night special here to do a little hit and run.
Right before training camp.
That was.
You got to get loose right before training camp.
But I thought it was funny. He had to answer that stuff, right?
It looked like he was reading from a script. I know I had a discussion with Kyle. I have made decisions that maybe weren't the most appropriate. I am excited for my new journey. I know.
You ever think not something staying out too late or somebody saw you liquored up? It was actually being having dinner with a porn star.
Well, I mean, that's
– and the team is like – and meanwhile, we're applauding it. Like, hey, yeah, way to go. That's out. Boy, did anybody think Jimmy was going to decide with her? Now he's going to call her and go, we got to break up. I'm sorry, we can't be together. It's not working out.
Isn't it better to see
your
a picture
your profession
with him?
Doesn't match mine.
Well, I mean, that's obvious. No profession matches that. But wouldn't you be happier seeing a picture with him with a porn star out than him getting hammered at a bar? A week and a half before
camp?
I
did know, and you did know, that it was going to be like the team's going, hey, you know, a lot of people aren't big on the porn stuff, Jimmy.
Maybe, outside of the fact that they're the biggest porn area in the world.
Get back to hunting them down in the bars again, will you?
Yeah, that's
like the pictures you're making out with girls outside the bar with TMZ now following you around. I think that's what he figured out is TMZ loves you, man. You're great for business with TMZ. Anyway, we got all kinds of stuff coming up here on the show. Adam Gase is expected to join us sometime early. I'm guessing early in the 7 o'clock hour or sometime
Once he
in
takes
7 o'clock
all the
hour.
Pictures, maybe.
Yeah, they take the pictures down over there?
No, they're still up.
They're still up?
Well, they just got to make sure they're here until you leave today, probably.
I got to tell you, that's funny.
It's genius. Great move.
You get a good laugh like that. That's funny.
When you came up and told us, I laughed so hard.
That was.
And you were a good sport. You took pictures. Good for you. Good for you. We needed those pictures.
Those were funny.
And Adam Gase loved it.
Don't we're getting our breakfast, so don't count. It's just coming up now. We're just not getting. We can't freeload down there. We'll freeload up here. Don't
nothing better than a little delivery.
We'll be fine. Yeah. So, anyway, we got to go to break here. Got
Jeff Darlington,
hour.
By the way, going to be at camp today. He's going to join us probably in the 8 o'clock
One
hour.
Of the great Dolphin insiders,
That's
Jeff
right.
Darlington.
That's right.
By the way, his career.
Look at him.
Might have been a good move leaving NFL Network. By the way, NFL Network. My God. Talk about dysfunctional corporate America.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Top to bottom.
They got a sign when you go to NFL Network out in L.A., who's next? Jeez. They're past me, too. It's who's next?
Yeah. Be careful. Hashtag be careful.
Jeez.
Hashtag keep it in your pants. Hashtag geez.
Oh, yeah. Don't be touching somebody that doesn't want to be touched.
Just go to work and go home.
Jeez.
Just stay out of all the other rooms. Crazy. Stay away from everybody.
Crazy stuff. Hey, 7 o'clock hour coming up. We'll be right back from Dolphins training camp.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.